Well, grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I don't know if you've heard, but there was a man who was charged with sheep stealing. He insisted that the sheep was his own. He said it had been missing for days, and when he found it in the pasture, he just simply went into the pasture and retrieved it. But the owner of the pasture saw him and called the authorities. And while the man insisted that the sheep was his own, the authorities didn't believe him. So the case went to court. Now the judge, he really didn't know how he was going to decide whose sheep this really was. So he had an idea, and he brought the sheep into the courtroom right in the middle, right before his bench. And he said to the plaintiff, "Go outside and call the sheep." The plaintiff went outside the courtroom. The door was open. And he called for the sheep rather loud. And the sheep looked up just for a moment, but really didn't move hardly at all. So then the judge says to the defendant, "Go outside and do the same." And the defendant, using his distinctive call, called that sheep, and the sheep got up and ran right to him. The sheep obviously knew its master's voice. As we continue our sermon series this morning on the last part of our mission statement, sharing God's love, it might be good for us to stop and ask ourselves the question, how well do we know the voice of our good shepherd? Knowing his love and his distinctive voice, it's easy to share God's love. But let's face it, we live in a world that's full of information that's coming to us 24/7, and sometimes that voice is not always easy to hear. Because of that, all kinds of distorted voices are heard by us, and unless we're paying attention to God's word, we might not know the Good Shepherd as we ought. Which begs the question, when he comes again, will we really know it's him? Scripture, of course, is filled with all kinds of shepherd imagery. If you recall Abraham, he, the father of many nations, he was a keeper of great flocks, and Moses tended the flocks of his father-in-law, Jethro, when God called him to special service. King David, of course, was a young boy when he was called to be the king of Israel. And Psalm 23, we all love that psalm because it's so comforting, attributed to King David, has been referred to as the shepherd psalm. Of course, the prophet Isaiah wrote, "He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather his lambs into his arms." And that certainly gives us comfort. But before you start thinking that all of the shepherds in the Old Testament were good, take a look at Ezekiel chapter 34 when you go home later on today, because God prophesies against the shepherds of Israel. They cared more about themselves rather than the sheep around them, the ones that they were supposed to care for. And God's flock became scattered. But he says that he himself will look after them as a shepherd seeks out his flock. He says, "I will rescue my flock. They shall no longer be prey. And I will judge between sheep and sheep. And I will set up over them one shepherd. And I, the Lord, will be their God, and my servant David will be prince among them. I am the Lord. I have spoken." You know, once there was a rabbi who was speaking to his student about God's word, and the rabbi says to him, he says, "Do you know the sacred scriptures?" And the student says, "Well, yes, teacher, I've been studying them." So the rabbi says to him again, "And do you know the phrase, 'Thus have I heard'?" To which the student says, "Well, yes, that's throughout all the scriptures." Then the rabbi says to him, "What have you heard? What have you heard?" Just before our gospel reading for today, the Pharisees, who did deeds to be seen by other people, who loved the places of honor, the best seats in the synagogues, and the greetings that they received in the marketplaces, were the ones, the same ones who had just kicked out the blind beggar out of the fold in the synagogue. They had just kicked him out. And so the scribes and the Pharisees wanted to know what Jesus had to say for himself about allowing that man back into the fold, about healing him and taking care of him and loving him as we ought. And Jesus says to them, and all who were listening, he says to them that he is the good shepherd. "I am the good shepherd," is what he tells them. You know, once there was a pastor who took a group of parishioners over to the Holy Land. He had just read to them the parable of the good shepherd and was explaining to them that as they continued the tour, they would see shepherds in the hills, and just as it was in Jesus's day. He wanted to impress them, so he goes on to tell them that what every good pastor wants to tell his sheep. He tells them that in the Holy Land, the shepherds always lead their sheep, always walking out in front of them, facing the dangers before they face the dangers, always protecting the sheep by going in front of them. And just when he gets out those last words, sure enough, they round the corner and they see some sheep up on a hillside, and they see a man out there with them. But the problem was, he wasn't leading the sheep. The man was behind the sheep, and it seemed like he was chasing after them. Of course, the pastor was slightly embarrassed. His face got all red, and with embarrassment, he ran up over to the fence, and he yells out, "I thought that shepherds in this region led their sheep out in front. I just told my people that a good shepherd never chases the sheep." Somewhat out of breath, the man yells back, "That's absolutely true. You're absolutely right. But I'm not the shepherd. I'm the butcher." If we don't pay attention or ignore the voice of our good shepherd, we only have ourselves to blame. And sooner or later, we're going to fall prey to that which will destroy us. But if we listen and follow Jesus as our good shepherd, we'll be able to flee from the untruths and the ungodly beliefs that are hitting us each and every day. There was a man also that wanted to be a shepherd, and so he wanted to put on the clothes of a shepherd and take his crook and see what the sheep might do. So he finds a shepherd, and the shepherd finally agrees, and he calls out to the flock, but the flock ran away from him. So he asked the shepherd, "Will any of them follow me if I call to them? Because they all ran away." The shepherd replied, "Yes, some might. They're the sick ones who will follow just about anyone." Jesus didn't risk his life for the sheep just for some kind of a noble example, but rather being the object of the Father's love, he came in perfect obedience to lay down his life for the sheep. And yet, you and I, in doing so, are made whole, because we receive his abundant love, grace, and mercy. He died and rose again so that we might be brought back into his fold. doesn't run away when the wolf comes to scatter and destroy us. Rather, he lays down his life and takes it up again for us. Because he loves us. And he knows each and every one of us intimately. And we know him as long as we can listen to his voice. Just like the Father knows Jesus and Jesus knows the Father, there is this intimate relationship that is developed. He cares for us and helps us to be restored into that beautiful relationship. And even though we might not always listen, when we even ignore his word and don't listen to him, he still knows us because he loves and cares for each and every one of us. We tend to wander away from the fold and we tend to listen to other voices. And I got to tell you, over the course of this past year during the pandemic, we've all gotten a little out of sorts, a little out of our routine, and as a result, many of us have started to wander away. We need to hear once again his voice clearly so that we might once again fully experience his grace, his love, and his mercy that he has for each and every one of us. Jesus also says in the gospel reading for today that he has other sheep, not of this fold, who will listen to his voice. These are the ones that have been predestined to be part of the fold, and he'll bring them to life out of his abundant love and mercy. It's no wonder that in some of the Gospels we hear that Jesus shares the parable of the lost sheep. And if you recall, the shepherd in that parable has 100 sheep and one of them goes astray. And while you and I might think, well, that's a pretty good return on your money, that's 99%, that's not too bad. The shepherd leaves the 99 and goes in search of that one lost sheep. And that might be one of us. He brings it back. He carries it on his shoulder. He calls his friends and neighbors together, and they rejoice, just like the angels do when a repentant sinner comes back into the fold. Each and every one of us can be thankful that he calls us and brings us back into the fold. And it's comforting and reassuring that he loves us with this everlasting love that doesn't end no matter what we do. He cares for us and he loves us. And yet, as part of his fold, by his love, grace, and mercy, until he returns, he has called each and every one of us to listen and to obey his voice. It's that same voice that gives to us a mission. And that mission here at Our Savior's Way is to glorify God and make disciples for Jesus by forming relationships, experiencing Jesus together, and sharing God's love. So go out from here and share God's love with those around you. In Jesus' name, amen.